Hi, I'm Carl Azus for CNN Student News. Welcome to the show. We're getting started in the Middle East today with an update on what appears to be a crumbling situation in the nation of Syria. Just when we think it cannot get any worse, the power of depravity sinks lower. That's a quote from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. He's referring to the apparent bombing of a United Nations aid convoy, a group of vehicles that was reportedly trying to unload aid supplies in a town west of the Syrian city of Aleppo. The UN says 18 of the 31 trucks in the convoy were hit Monday night. A warehouse belonging to the Syrian Arab Red Crescent was also struck. 20 people were reportedly killed in the bombing. No one has claimed responsibility for it, and it's not clear yet whether the trucks and warehouse were shelled or hit by an airstrike. The bombing happened shortly after Syrian government officials declared that a ceasefire that took effect last week had ended. The attack forced the United Nations to suspend sending aid convoys into the area around Aleppo, and that's a place that's concerned humanitarian workers for months because an estimated 250,000 civilians are there in need of food, medicine, and water. The dangers of reaching them mirror the complications of Syria's civil war.